I think that it's time for some more alternative thinking on the topic of innovation, don't you? Well, today I'd like to think about how an organisation balances the needs of its day-to-day business operations with a desire or need to innovate. Often, there isn't any budget for innovation, so it can be very difficult to make innovation part of everyday life, because the bean counters demand that everything is charged to a cost centre. This is the big dilemma, a trade-off between money and the time that we need to steal for our skunk projects. Most organisations understand the need for innovation, even if it sometimes means very different things to them. We all find it hard to run skunk projects as they're usually carried out below the radar, often ad hoc in nature, sometimes very poorly managed. But generally, we put the need to get maximum value out of our day-to-day jobs before the need to create profitable revenue streams for the future. Some organisations set up research and development or new product development departments, but this can have the adverse effect of concentrating innovation efforts in one place and isolate such ventures from inputs from throughout the organisation. It means often that different views and different ideas are prevented from getting into our innovation projects. Some successful organisations, such as 3M and Pfizer, have set up such departments or structures, but they also allow some of their employees to spend time on skunk projects. Often, this is a percentage of the hours worked by an employee, but a percentage of what exactly? There are some immovable and time-gobbling activities within most organisations, so 10% of what? 10% of not a lot might be less than not a lot. So how can we solve this? What can we do? Well, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but how about this for starters? What about innovating on flexi time? Many organisations have flexi time to cope with the fact that employees work extra hours and then like to take off a bit of time later. Maybe they'll have a 3-day weekend or a 9-day fortnight. But what if we use this time in a different way? If you accumulated, say, a few days of flexi and some colleagues had done the same, maybe you could work on an innovation or skunk project with them for a few days using company resources. Then, as a reward for developing potential future revenue streams, employees could be rewarded for the loss of vacation with, say, the opportunity to have a stake in those revenue streams, maybe a bonus, or some shares. This is just one potential way. But could your business innovate on flexi time? Take some flexi time out and have a think about it.